Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But things are coming on.
Wait, can we finish it with... can we finish the podcast with... Kaz, can we?
Yes, we can, baby. Yes, we can, baby. Kaz, I know you're watching this and you'll be on this couch as well soon. Do you understand?
Like, Toby's the biggest player in there. And like, when I saw them face to face, they were the ones like, when I was going down and I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm asking them for advice. And then when they go on outside, now they're just screaming like, now you're playing up to the cameras.
Right.
Now you're playing up to the cameras to try and get, and putting me down.
Right.
Nah, I don't rate that.
Mads, I did actually get you something for your birthday.
No, yes, I did. No, you're guessing.
I mean, I might have just got it right now. Like before.
Who'd you like better, me or Chloe?
Oh.
Can I do hip, dip, do?
I don't like that. Yeah,
I hate that.
I like being dependent on myself.
Exactly.
See? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't like me enough.
What can I say?
You didn't like me enough.
I didn't like you. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say it to your face that I didn't.
If I was going to go chat to a girl, you would boost yourself up. You wouldn't push their relationship down to make you seem good. That is the whole...
No, you wouldn't do that.
These people that do that, I just don't understand them.
You don't rate that.
I don't rate that. But
happy days. Happy days. Happy days. We ready? Why does it say 13 minutes? Oh wait, that's just the time. Wow, sorry.
Why does it say 13 minutes?
Wow. Look, not me trying to have bats.
Whoa.
This is why I don't do stuff like this. I just do it on my own. Wow. Okay, let me know when you guys are ready. We can just cut that out. We'll cut that out.
No, keep it in, man. Keep it in.
I'm trying to act like some technical.
Woo! Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast, the Murad Murali podcast. I'm here with a Love Island legend. A Love Island legend. Who came onto the show. Nobody knew that he would have the journey that he has had. And he came out and was in the finale and came second with Chloe. I have Toby, who has graced me with his presence, guys. Like,
thank you for having me,
like,
man.
Like, I'm just gonna pretend to clap. There's no one in the studio.
I'll clap with you.
Can you guys clap, please? With me. Thanks, guys. Woo! How you been?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're looking like dapper. Like, this is
a stop, man. Stop, man.
Balenciaga. Like, this is good. I wish we had a little camera here, just give you a little shoe cam, but we don't. But like,
I love shoes, innit?
Huh?
That's my problem. That's like my problem. Shoes.
And where's this outfit from?
Boohoo man.
Yeah. And Balenciaga shoes.
Yeah.
Cute. So, how have you been?
I've been good, man. It's just a blessing coming out of Love Island.
Like, have you watched yourself back?
Nah.
Really?
Nah. I can't do it, man. I started
one episode.
I started the first episode. I watched the first episode and I was like, this is so boring. Like, I know what's going to happen. It's like watching a movie over and over again.
So you have no idea how they will not, like, you're well aware of how you come across, of course, as of now, because you had a journey and people didn't like you at first with the podcast stuff. And then, you know, you were with Chloe and then obviously, you know, Abigail and then Mary. When you were obviously deciding which girl you'd like, and of course you'd, you know, leave another girl, did you think at any point that I'm going to be disliked on the outside?
Or well,
were you worried about that?
I feel like the first week you're worried. I think every single person in there is worried. You're like, how am I viewed? What am I like?
Right.
But then I deeped. They can edit what you are.
Right.
So it's going to be you. They can't make anything up if you haven't done it. So I was like, you know what? I don't know what they're showing. I might as well throw myself 100% into this, or I'm going to fake it. And if I fake it, then I'm going to get found out. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I that was probably the worst thing you could probably do, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just feel like, I was at one point, I was thinking, is this guy faking it or playing up to the cameras? But then as time went on,
I just went off impulses. Like, you know what? Today, this is how I feel. Today, this is what I feel. Thinking, who am I best with? It was a mad journey.
Like, you had no idea, because you were entered in from the beginning.
But I told them at the start, I had no idea. I think that's why they like said, you know what? Just throw this guy on an island. Like, I said, I have no idea with relationships. Like, this is literally new for me. I've never had a relationship. I'm going to just throw myself in. And they're like, you know what? Just get this guy in, I guess.
And you just went from there right to the finale. Like,
no, I don't think it was as easy as that. Like,
right. It was a whole journey.
The whole journey.
The whole journey. But I just feel like you did what nobody else has done on the show, which is why I said I introduced you as a Love Island legend, because there was nobody in the predicament that has been with a girl, you know, drops them or leaves them and wants to go with somebody else and then is continued on the show. Normally they're hated on and they want to get voted out, or they get dumped quite quickly. They're the least favorite couple. But I feel like you pivoted very well, and just the way you did it.
Yeah.
And the fact that, of course, wasn't forced. Just yourself, being impulsive. We've never seen something like that before. And I feel like, you know, as the show progresses, a lot of the stuff can become manufactured. But I feel like the way you were is something that we've never seen before. I just think that in itself is a reason for why the show was successful, because I genuinely feel like you carried the show on your back.
Oh, do you?
110%. I feel like you're one, not, obviously you're not the only one.
Of course.
But there's obviously like a very small handful
of
like 2 to 5 people, two to four people. And I feel like you were genuinely one of them. And I just feel like... the way that there was like some teaser at the end of the episode and like you're feeling Abigail, or then like, you know, you're feeling Mary. I'm just thinking, where is this guy going? At this point, we were just laughing.
My head is with Chloe. Oh!
Yeah, because like in real life, as much as the fairy tale and all that,
right,
you don't just get with one person. You're like, oh, you know what? That person is for me. You know what I mean? Done.
Right, right.
Some people like... he'd be like, with one person, but you're still testing here and there. But this time you're just seen. You're like, you're shown everything. So I feel like you're just navigating through the dark, especially just there.
Basically, you had no lights on. You were just going from...
just like that.
Like...
and then just finally found the door, you know what I mean?
Based on your experience, would you do the show again?
If I could go back in time.
Violet,
if I go back in time and I saw my former self, I'd be like, yeah, go for it. Do it. 100%.
110%.
Yeah, because like, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Nervous? Was I nervous?
Like when you like first, like, when everything was confirmed and you were going on.
You know what?
I would have been, I would be bricking it.
No. I thought that as well. But it happens so fast, you can't be nervous. Like, nerves don't build up yet, because they keep you on a like need to know basis.
Right.
So you're always thinking, you don't want to give yourself the hope saying, oh, I'm going to go on. You know what I mean? You just think, oh, okay, next interview is next week. And then like interview comes, they don't contact you for like 2 weeks. And then bam, they were like, interview tomorrow. And then you're like, oh shit. Like,
so it's very fast paced.
Yeah. And then bang, you're flying out tomorrow. And you're like, oh, getting all things together. And then you're out there. And then they'll be like, you're going in this weekend. So you have no time to be feeling like, oh, I'm nervous.
And they told you that you were an OG from the beginning. Or you had no idea that you want to go in first.
They don't
tell you.
No, I think especially with COVID, they just brought a load of people out there. And then it's their job to just feel like who's going to be the best people to go in and out. And you know what I mean?
You and Chloe are hilarious together.
You know, like, it's just being ourselves.
Like, I just feel like, because you're one individual that has carried the show. Chloe is one person who I feel like has done a lot to carry the show as well. Especially when she was a new girl coming in. As the bombshell, and she did the whole voice note stuff. That was hilarious. But she helped carry the show massively as well. I feel like when she first came in, she has such a strong impression. At first I was like, who is this chick? I don't like this girl. I don't know what Chloe's doing. Like,
ITV is smart.
They're very smart
because they wanted everyone to dislike her because they knew that she had a good like likability when you actually know her.
Right. Okay. So there's like progression.
So they
Okay.
Smart. They're smart. Okay. Yeah. They know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Okay. I didn't think about that because must have known about what they were doing, because as time went on, I grew to like her even more.
Yeah.
I mean, the public did.
Yeah. Of course.
But I feel like she was,
because she's a nice girl.
Very
like
nice girl.
You know what I mean,
very nice girl. But the reason why I think that she was also great for the show is because she, when she kissed you, she was like, I happen to like it. Or something. She said something like, you know, I kissed your man, but I happen to like it. And I just feel like to have that energy on a show like Love Island,
yeah,
you know, especially with the relationship with UK and reality TV, like, you know, they, you need to have people who are not afraid to just do a madness.
A lot of people was afraid.
Exactly.
A lot of people was afraid, and that came off worse for them because they was afraid. You know what, yeah? You know what? The worst thing is, I don't like throwing, like, people under the bus, because when I first come out, a lot of people, like, I went back on interviews and I saw, like, a lot of people slagging me off. Yeah, there was, like, on, like, I don't know. They were just like, oh, Toby and Chloe will never get together. They're going to be the first one to break up.
Oh.
Toby's the biggest player in there. And like when I saw them face to face, they were the ones like when I was going down and I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm asking them for advice. And then when they're going outside, now they're just screaming like.
That's very bad behavior. Do you understand?
And that's why I don't want to be that person. You know what I mean? Right. I don't want to be that person that says behavior. Like one thing to them.
But I feel like back to you and Chloe, I feel like both of you are such a good couple together.
Thank you.
Only because you both are very, like, you both have different personalities.
Yeah.
So you attract different groups of people. And then when you come together, it's just like some power force.
Yeah.
Like power couple. I feel like, I do think that you guys are probably the best couple from Love Island, your season.
Oh, thank
I can't
you.
Think of any other couple that are still together that I think are naturally appealing to the audience from my perspective.
Mm.
I do think both of you just have something different that people, like, people are interested in you alone.
Yeah,
like interested in Chloe alone,
and then together.
And then together, it's just funny to see. Yeah.
You're gonna have to get tested. You're gonna have to.
It's not a test for me. It's for you, and you're fucking. You failed.
How?
What if
how?
Because if it was me, I would have shut it down. Where my head was at. That's obviously not where your head was at.
Especially when you do your TikToks.
I can't lie. There needs to be a camera up in our house like, somewhere because if you guys saw what's going
on. I feel like both of you need to film a lot more together, like vlogs or YouTube or something. Because both of you are so different and funny that it's just hilarious to see a lot together.
It is. You know what? I've got a video coming up with Chloe. It's going to be hilarious.
Amazing. What, on YouTube?
Yeah. Going to get her to try Nigerian food.
Yeah.
I feel like that
would just be hilarious because like, I don't see both. I've seen you. I think you've done a video together or something.
Yeah.
Just to see you lot together on a consistent basis, I think is interesting. I think people,
it would be sick to have like a show or something, you know,
110%.
It would be sick
something
to have a show
just between you two doing games, challenges, whatever,
just doing stuff, you know what I mean?
Because I feel like both of you are just hilarious. Now I want to get to probably the most dramatic, well, the first dramatic moment of the show. I think this really is what people were shocked by, was how Hugo just really just ran you out dry.
Doesn't deserve to be treated how she has been this past 24 hours.
Again.
And I firmly believe that a lot of this test stuff is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Did you see any of that coming before?
Like, to this day, I can say I had no indication whatsoever.
Oh, really?
No indication whatsoever that was going to happen.
Because obviously, post that whole stuff, you're like, you know,
people's like
tell me, and I'm like, does Toby really have no idea? Like, that's mad.
People's like, oh, it's fixed. The producers told him to do it. This.
Right.
No.
So that was something that he did completely. He just winged it to try and get Chloe, but then he obviously left alone.
Jake, what the fuck is that, bro?
Just think, don't
fuck. Would I do that to him?
Don't.
One clip I did see is that he tried to kiss Chloe in recoupling or something like that. And she swerved him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No one knew that in the villa.
So he was very quiet about stuff like that then. That's mad. Not even one person.
No one saw it. I saw it on the outside. I was like, oh my God. Like, no way.
Wow.
Everyone knew that he liked her. But yeah, we just never thought it would be a thing.
And of course, that friendship is gone, finished.
Yeah. Not a friendship.
When you called him a girl follower, I thought that was hilarious.
Just follow girls. You don't care about boys, you just follow girls. You're just a girl follower.
I was trying to keep it PG because I didn't want...
PG? But
I was trying to keep it PG because if I'm sitting there...
Yeah, but the way you said it was funny. Like
that, I was thinking, what word am I going to tell you?
I mean, year 9. That shit was hilarious.
I'm going to start swearing and stuff, but I don't like...
Because you look angry.
I don't like bringing up
like,
swearing.
You're like, probably like just... I'm like, this guy is fuming. Like,
yeah.
He's been battered up in front of everyone, embarrassed by this man. And like everybody was shocked.
I wasn't embarrassed. I was more annoyed that he tried to embarrass me.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't embarrassed. He was just trying to embarrass me. I was like, what are you doing?
I'm fucking jealous that he's not had the fucking option to go.
Don't try to get a girl at my expense.
The fact is, look, if you come to me and just say it like here, like this, like just sit down and say, you say all the things that you said, I'll be like, oh, I respect you. You know what I mean? Like, true. And now I can listen to what you're saying. And just, okay, cool. But because he did it in that big moment, you know, this is a big moment. It's a fire pit. So now you're playing up to the cameras.
Right.
Now you're playing up to the cameras to try and get, and putting me down.
Right.
Nah, I don't rate that. I don't rate that because you would never say it to me face to face if the cameras were turned off.
So you said it to my face.
I said you need to be honest, you need to communicate.
Oh, as you said, I've been treating her wrong.
Yeah.
So why didn't you say that to me then?
You know that.
Why didn't you say that to me?
That's actually a very good point because he didn't.
Of course.
The recoupling stuff, he didn't come to you
pre-coupling. The cameras never caught, they never used it anyway.
Right.
But anyway, it was.
Used what?
Me speaking to Hugo because I went to every single boy, innit?
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm in a difficult situation here. Like,
fair enough.
Can I get your opinions? Because obviously I was just trying to get the opinions of all the boys. Just said, follow yourself, do what you think is right, and then you can't go wrong. I was like, okay, thanks. Wow. I brushed it because it was just like one of them generic answers that you give. Like, I feel like if the shoe was on the other foot, I just wouldn't do it.
I don't think anybody would do something like that. I mean, it's a pretty risky move to make to try, because of course he wasn't just doing it for Chloe, he was also doing it out of spite of you as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was like, let me embarrass, let me try and embarrass him to try and get this girl.
But I respect it though, because he kept Chloe in. So at the end of the day, it all worked out fine for me. Thank God he kept Chloe in, didn't it? So,
right.
So you know what I mean? Like, right.
In the long run, he did keep Chloe.
It all worked.
For the fact that he kept, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that he was just, I don't know what he was doing. Like, I think a lot of people liked him at the beginning, but I think as the show progressed, people were just like, you're just, like, what are you doing? Like, you're just wasting everyone's time. Like, it just made no sense. I feel like the public growth, the dislike was a lot. But I
think... What's your opinion? Dislike?
Of Hugo?
Yeah.
It's never personal, but I...
Yeah, but you're a fan, obviously, yeah. Watching...
As a fan of the show, I disliked him completely.
I disliked him
completely. At that point of time, I just thought that, especially with...
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think her name was Amy, a girl, stuff like that. And then there was a girl called Georgia, kind of just left her like that as well. Like, I just feel like you're just doing everything at another girl's expense.
I felt sorry for Amy a bit. We didn't know about the job done to her after again.
Like, that was...
She said it to me briefly and I was like, oh, like, well, I rushed it. And then I saw it outside. I was like, oh my gosh, job done. Like, that's, imagine how she must feel. And I thought, oh, that's bad.
Yeah, but, yeah. A madness. So, like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Casa Amor.
Whew.
Was hell, like, that was just probably the most intense Casa Amor we've witnessed, I think.
Welcome back, Toby. and welcome to the villa, Mary.
Yeah.
With the whole Liam stuff going on down. And then obviously, you know, Tyler coming with, you know,
Clarice.
Yeah.
Like, I just think everyone just literally flipped.
Everyone flipped. Yeah, the whole Faye and Teddy situation. Like,
I didn't see that coming at all. Because I was with Teddy and Teddy literally shut everything down. I was like, whoa.
When you came back, obviously with Mary, like, was it as difficult for you? Probably not, because you were with Abigail, but you weren't with her for long.
Yeah. So it was like 4 days.
Three
of those days, it was like,
you're getting to know
you're not really with her because I was still dealing with the Chloe Abby thing. And then, yeah.
Exactly. So Casa Amor wasn't, was it, when you're coming back and everything, did you find it quite difficult or was it just easy for you?
In Casa Amor, there's even, I said, if I was with Chloe, it would be, this Casa Amor would be completely different. I said it, it shows it as well. Like, it was going to be completely, like, if Casa Amor would have came before Abby, I don't think I would have flipped. I would have came back alone for Chloe.
Okay.
Yeah. But because it was with Abby and we didn't know each other, really and truly, I just went.
That option was very much open for you because you didn't know her for that long.
Yeah.
And it was obviously just great drama that you're bringing somebody else in, I guess.
And Mary was good. At a level. Mary was actually like, when you. Yeah. She's cool.
What made you go back to Chloe for Mary?
When I came back into the villa, that's when I.
You deeped it.
I was like, yeah, Chloe's with Dale. I feel like I got feelings for Chloe, you know what I mean? So,
and that was just always there, really.
What do you mean?
Like pre-Casa Amor, you obviously with Chloe, and then when you come back, that feelings obviously, but they never left.
Yeah, they never left. Yeah.
They just kind of grew.
Yeah.
And then you guys.
And the way that I finished with Chloe wasn't really like a finish. It was more of a, Chloe just wasn't taking my shit.
Right.
With the whole situation. So she said, I don't want anything to do with it. But I didn't say I didn't want anything to do with it.
That's what I'm saying. Your journey on this show is crazy. Like, and for you to come out on top, like, there's not a lot of guys that do that.
I didn't know how it was possible.
You've done the impossible. No one's done that on Love Island. Like, as somebody who loves the show, I was like, once you've done this situation with Kaz and you went to Chloe, it's a write-off. Chloe's gone next week. But then to see you make it to the finale,
it's weird.
I was thinking, this guy is just really just... And you can tell that you weren't forcing it with... It was very much just being you.
Everyone said this. So like, they got to the point where I was like, this guy isn't even trying to fake anything. He's just literally just trying to find someone. But that is relationships though. No one knows where they're going. So I don't know why everyone wants to like create this fake fantasy of like, yeah, exactly.
It wasn't even that long, but like the way you were pivoting and everything.
You were sad that I left Kaz.
Huh?
You were sad.
At that point,
you was very sad.
Yes, I was.
You can't put a finger on why you're moving so
easily. Yeah, it's so slow.
I feel like we've seen a similar storyline before.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So I think it was more of a PTSD situation. Kaz has been dumped. Either Kaz is going to go or something's going to happen.
I agree with you.
Did you watch something like that? Some of my reviews or something
like that? Yeah, I've watched.
We can only review or view.
We
don't know. And there's a whole other world in that villa.
And you all have your own this happened before, so he's going to be the exact same
as
my man.
Like, there's like Danny.
I've seen it before. Yeah, like, he's going to be exactly like him.
He's going to be like Danny, Michael.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
We knew that. Okay, we didn't know, but we thought PTSD, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I thought when you dropped it with Kaz and then you kissed Chloe or whatever, that's similar.
Yeah.
Or the next night, I don't know when it was. Like, then I thought, damn, this is very similar to like.
Yeah.
Even Megan and Wes. The way that happened quite quickly as well. I just thought this is a very similar storyline. But again, it worked out very well. That's why I'm thinking that you're very original in that we've never seen a storyline like yours. Normally, it ends there.
Do
you know what I mean?
Looking back at it, and I can't see anyone that has gone like, I don't know how this even happened, but to different girls and then ended up finding the girl. Because normally you don't find...
Exactly.
They go to different girls, but they don't find the girl at the end. So.
Nobody finds it.
Yeah.
So as somebody who you watch, of course, you watch other seasons of Love Island, at no point did it worry you that way. I'm going to be fitting into these slots that they've like the similar storylines of past seasons. That didn't come to your mind at all.
It kind of goes at your head, like the whole Love Island.
That's good that you can have that like control. Be like, you know what? I'm not worried about how I might be perceived in the similar scenario.
I feel like you just like have the summer of your life.
Yeah.
Like you're lucky enough to be in a villa with girls. You are single. You're in a villa with girls. And you've just come out of COVID. No one's even seen each other. Like, enjoy life. Like, we've been stuck inside like, for how
just,
long?
It was just summer vibes for you. Like,
literally. I was like, this is a holiday. I'm so lucky to be here. I'm just going to take it. Like, and let me find someone.
And you actually found someone.
Yes. It all worked.
Initially, I wanted Kaz and Tyler to win. Of course, they're not together anymore.
Yeah.
But once they came forth, I was like, we need Toby and Chloe to win. Like, I genuinely wanted you both.
I didn't even think who was going to even be there.
This whole stuff with Jake and Liberty.
Yeah.
Like, did you witness more than what we saw in terms of the breakdown of the relationship? Because
Jake and Lib.
It's similar to you. Like, not similar to you, but nobody has seen a journey like yours.
Yeah.
Nobody has seen a journey like Liberty and Jake on Love Island.
Yeah, no.
So I feel like this season had, like, some pretty good random storylines, which, like,
that no one's seen before.
No one's seen before. Yeah. It was, like, fresh stuff.
Yeah. So no one knew how to act because they were like, oh, like, how do we even act to, exactly, like, this happening? Yeah.
So, at any point, did you see that? Did you feel like this breakdown was going to happen between them two? Did anybody anticipate this because you saw how things were moving that we may not have seen?
So, Jake and Lib, I was like, this is... Because at the first bit, it was Jake and Lib and me and Kaz. That was like the two, like,
yes,
something could go on here, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And me and Jake were speaking a lot, like, because we had the same feelings, like... I was like, I'm not too sure with Kaz. I might go, I might not. And then I end up just diving in and then it didn't work for me. Jake was having the same feelings and speaking to me about the exact same thoughts that I had. So I was like, oh, I'm not alone in this. But then I saw him go a different way to I went because it didn't work out for me and Kaz, but it worked out for him and Lib right at that moment. So I was like, okay, it worked. Then it went to the boyfriend and girlfriend. I was like, this is sick. Like, this is the end goal for me. They look like complete, like they're on a pedestal. Like they're done.
They were going to like win.
They could leave the villa right now. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, like these guys are just enjoying a holiday now. Boyfriend and girlfriend.
Done.
I was like, done. Right. There's no possible chance that it can ever break up. You know what I mean? Because you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. You're not going to have a boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah. You're not going to have a partner for like a week.
No, you're definitely not.
You're not. Like, you know what I mean? There's like 4 weeks left. Yeah, it's sweet. Casa Amor, sweet. I was thinking, oh, you just wait until he gets back to Lib. There's no chance Lib flips, no chance he flips. And then after Casa Amor, that's when the cracks started to appear.
Yeah, really?
Because everyone else started to get their solid relationships.
Right. It was coming to that cusp of the show.
Me and Chloe got back together. Liam and Millie were stronger than ever now. Faye and Teddy, stronger than ever. But all of these couples had a little something go wrong for them to realise that this is the right place to be. But then everyone was thinking, Jake and Lib, nothing's... Like, it's too plain sailing.
Right, it's a little bit too good. Like, something must have been going on.
Like, nothing's happened for them to... to like be strong, like almost like just gradually going like that,
and then
but everyone else is like they're like that down, but then just
right. Okay, I understand what you mean.
But now we're looking around and we're like, are Jake and Liv really the strongest couple anymore? Because a lot of people are glued to each other more than they're glued to each other. Like, for example, remember the pedestal thing where who's the fakest? And like that just punches your relationship like, in the stomach, you know what I mean?
Liberty must have been shook.
Exactly, like that.
You guys must have been like...
That brings doubts in your mind for both sides. And then, like, it just goes down from... It goes downhill from there because the public opinion on you, because you have no clue. Mm. And then when you get the clue, you're like, fuck. Especially if you've been going up all this time and now it's... What are they seeing that I'm not seeing?
I wanted to also ask you about Hurricane Faye.
I told you the truth, and you told me jack shit of what was on
so
that
fucking
tree.
So I lied to you. I lied to you. No.
Yeah, you didn't
exactly.
fucking tell me the truth, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't
you
lie
didn't
to you.
You didn't fucking tell me the
exactly.
truth.
Exactly. I didn't lie to you.
And that whole situation she was going off on Teddy.
Yeah.
As Islanders around, seeing all this stuff going down, like, how did you feel? Did you feel like you had to stop it? Or did it go on longer than it did?
Okay, cool. My opinion on this is Faye and Teddy, that whole big argument... One, it come out of nowhere, didn't know it was going to happen.
Mm.
Two, I didn't want to get involved because I was annoyed that everyone else gets involved in my shit.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm so, like, I used to say it to a lot of people, like, why the hell are you getting involved? It's me and this person. Why are you talking? Like, I remember one time Faye did it to me. Like, I think I was, it was a problem with me and Kaz, and then Faye's scream across the villa like pussy or something. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you getting involved in my in my thing? Actually. It's between me and this person. So I didn't want to be a hypocrite and be like, now I'm stepping in and be like, oh no, don't do this. But then, like, we are friends, like really good friends. So I pulled her to the side after and I was like, look, I think you're wrong. This was, and like she was like very like receptive. Like she wasn't just like hot for that whole day. She realized after, like when we spoke, like
I think she said one thing, like I didn't like what she was doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't have like so many of course. Complaints.
Yeah. The highest crazy. Amount.
But one thing she said that I kind of agreed with her is that she said, oh, you know, when I'm angry like this, I normally walk away. Mm. I'm not able to walk away because I'm in a villa.
It's a villa.
And there's cameras around and I got to be here. And that will just amp me up even more. Because I know a lot of girls or guys are aggressive. And as soon as they walk away, that's just their way of being like.
She said it as well. She said it as well.
She said,
I don't want to speak to you now. Please don't. I don't want to touch you now. Yeah. And he said, why not? He said, why? And he's almost like poking the bear.
So I kind of see that. So she was wrong for what she was doing.
Yeah, of course.
But at the same time, I do think that there are people who need to walk away.
Yeah.
And she's just one of them. And if you can't walk away, it just gets worse.
After that, I was like, they're done.
That's what everyone,
I thought they're done. I even said to Teddy, like, I think it's done, man. Right. I pulled him aside. I was like, Ted, I think it's done. But then, for them to come back, I was like, yeah, fair play. You know what I mean? This must be something real.
Like,
and that's why I'm like, yeah.
Like, yeah, real. And they're still together.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
So,
way better than anybody thought they would.
And you know what? That's what I like to see, because you don't care about what everyone's saying.
Because
a lot of people would like, oh, Teddy, you're too good for Faye. Or Faye, you shouldn't have stood for that for Teddy. Like, a lot of people's opinions on your relationship, it does get to you.
Did you deal well when coming out of the show? Like, when you got your phone, saw all this, you know, engagement going on.
Yeah.
And either be positive or, of course, negative, whether coming your way. Was it difficult for you to deal with? And if so, how did you deal with it?
It's not difficult for me to deal with because I'm all right with all that. Like, you could say something to me, it could just go over my head.
Right.
Like, I'll just brush it. But when the only thing that gets to me, and I don't know, it's hard because now and people know how to get to you, it'll be like the family. So like,
okay,
like when that was all going on, like my brother received messages, my sister received messages, my parents received messages. That's the one thing, like telling my brother to go kill himself and it's racism. And it's like, are you so attached that you're giving death threats and racism to, like, not even to me,
but to your family
and friends? Like, my friends running the account, like them sending messages to my account. I'm not on my phone, so who's you think is gonna see these messages? Who are you chatting to?
Like,
You're not chatting to me because I can't see my phone. I still get messages now.
Really?
Yeah. Some people watching it through, innit? So
the late ones.
So yeah. So they would be like, hit week three, and they're like,
now they're angry.
Now let me go onto his thing and message him. So yeah,
because your family went on the show as well. Like, your sister was there as well.
Yeah.
And so I guess when your family's obviously on the show, it just wants to give them more ammunition to be like, let me come for his family.
Yeah.
And do something or say something. But yeah, the racism must have been.
My sister was even against me.
On the show, yeah.
Which is just jokes. Which is jokes, because she was like, I don't agree with what he's doing. And I was like, yeah, you know what I mean.
I had Brett here last week or 2 weeks ago. He did say to me that he had an issue with Liam, and that because of something like that, or him trying to go for Millie, that the boys weren't as welcoming to him.
See, the way see that clip, the way you said it, the way you said it was weird.
You're scratching your heads.
No, because the way you said it was weird. It was weird because he came in and, like, he tried to stir it up. Right. Like, he was like,
I guess that's what he's meant to do as a Island from a producer.
Yeah, exactly.
I want him to do that.
Yeah. But what I don't agree with is that you push someone down to boost yourself up.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
So what he was saying to Millie was pushing Liam down to almost like put the relationship on the rocks so he can get a way in.
Okay.
So that's what the boys was like, don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay.
Don't do that. Like, don't be bringing up Castle and Moore saying, oh, you shouldn't have taken Liam back. He was proper bad in Castle and Moore. Don't do that.
Right, because that's...
Like, boost yourself up.
Yeah.
Say, like if I was going to go... If I was going to go chat to a girl, you would boost yourself up. You wouldn't, like, push their relationship down to make you seem good. That is the whole...
No, you wouldn't do that.
These people that do that, I just don't understand them.
You don't rate that.
I don't rate that.
Because
but
that's been happening. And they're together now. Like, yeah. Paris Cassett are more... Yeah, they've dealt with it now.
And now you're trying to bring it up so you can get away back in.
Yeah.
Don't...
Okay.
But then when we spoke to him about it, he was like, oh, yeah, sorry. And all
I
that.
Guess that's why you probably had a premonition about, wait a minute, like...
Remember, like...
He might do that to my girl.
Yeah, or okay. Can I trust this guy?
Can I trust this guy?
Like, remember, we are getting the first... We don't know you.
First impression.
We don't know you. Our first impression is that you're going to tell a girl that she shouldn't be with our friend that we've been in the house with for 4 weeks.
Mm.
What? How about you just like boost yourself up, be like, oh, chat to a girl about yourself.
Exactly.
Don't leave him out of it. Chat to him about yourself and like, let's get to know you.
Okay, because when you throw someone under the bus to try and get something, it comes up very conniving.
Yeah, and we don't know your intentions. Like that. We don't know your intentions, like, as a mate. Can I trust you? Can I speak to you about stuff? Can I come to you?
Probably not.
Exactly, probably not.
But then he had an issue with Priya, and I think Priya was running around saying that she's got the ick.
Yeah, this was a big thing in one of our morning chats as well. Like, no one wanted to... We wanted to tell him.
Right.
So we're thinking about... So everyone's thinking about how we're going to tell him because it's a hard thing to say. And I think I was just like, I've had enough of this. I was like, Brett, look. Priya said last night that she got the ick. Personally, I wouldn't have it. Personally, there's no way back from this. I think you need to go chat to her because she's talking shit on your name.
Right.
And then like
I think you were the one that
I think I'll rather was, someone say that to me like that.
It was really just you that was like, let me just do it.
Yeah, just do
that's
it.
That's why I feel like you are a great contestant, because not only were you carrying the show with your own relations and here and there, but you were engineering other people's stuff.
I clocked
pushing other people's stuff as well.
I clocked relationships at the end of it. I was giving them like giving there was advice. A time I giving advice to Jake. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
What are you doing? Giving advice to Jake, and then obviously you're letting Brett know about what Priya's saying that pushes that storyline. So I think you were like a ghost producer. Like, I'm not saying that you were doing anything on force, but like the producer must have just loved you because they must have.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thought that this is this guy who's doing so much for our show.
They must have seen just a
complete. That's why I feel like you're a legend, because I feel like you were doing things for yourself, but you're pushing other stuff.
Mm.
Like, that's just fantastic.
It's weird.
You got to the finale. And of course, you're reading your vows. Is it vows? No.
Vows is very strong.
It's not vows.
Let's say letter of...
Relax, letter of love.
It was letter of love,
admiration.
Yeah. Wow, vows.
Not vows. I'm dead.
Marriage.
And of course, you were doing all that stuff. And then when you got to the finale and there was like, there's four of you standing there, Kaz and Tyler came fourth, Bay and Teddy obviously came third. What was going through, like, were you, I was just like, were you kind of like not there? Because some people were just like, they're not even in the zone. They just zone out. Because that's how I...
That is good. That is exactly how I felt. Like, my body's here. My head's not here.
Right.
I don't know what is going on. I'm literally standing like... Laura's... there was one time on the couch. Laura's trying to chat. I was like, am I even here? Like,
right. Because you got a live audience as well.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this is a lot.
And then when you walked out for the live audience, they're like, Chloe and Toby! Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was like, what the hell? Because that's the first snippet of like...
Public
fame, yes. Kind of. It like is. People know you. I'm
you
like,
have your phone then.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't know me. Like, how are you saying my name? And you're saying, yeah. And
that's
like,
a lot, man. But mentally, you've been fine.
Yeah.
I mentally. You're dealing with it very well. Like, you just like glide through. You don't really like...
It's on the outside though. And the inside, you know what I mean? You can have this cool persona, but on the inside, you can deal with some shit, man.
Yeah.
Because you're thrown into such a like...
So how do you deal with that? Do you just like...
ITV has been really good because they're giving you the whole therapy stuff.
I feel like they've amped it up a lot. They're like really...
They have. I feel like without the therapy and without the constant checking up, the first few weeks would have been tough. It would have been tough. Even now is like tough, but they're there to support you. So like the whole therapy sessions and all that, like you've got someone to chat to. And they've been chatting to you before Love Island. So you've built like a bond.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like just here, therapy sessions. It's like a well thought process of a bond established, and you can chat to someone at your safe place. And like, it's good. But yeah, you still get that like whole, mentally it is tough.
What, man?
It is tough.
I wouldn't go on the show. Like, I'm good just talking about it. But still, like, you're like, to go on that show, like, even if you come out on a win, which I feel like you definitely
Yeah. It's like, still it's hard.
It's still a lot, man.
It's still hard. I couldn't imagine if you came out on a loss.
Whew. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine it. I wouldn't know what to do.
Like, how would you deal with that?
I don't know. I honestly wouldn't know how to deal with it.
It's insane.
I think I would just give up.
That's why I thought, I was like, if Chloe gets dumped within the first 2 weeks of her being on the show, she's going out on a low.
Yeah.
Like on a big low.
Yeah.
Because the way she just entered, and obviously I'll speak to her when I see her, but a lot of people didn't like the way, the way it was crafted.
It was that whole married man thing, innit? That.
I mean, I'm partial to a married man. I did meet someone at work. I thought it was love at first sight until my manager reminded me of his wife and kids. Doesn't mean I don't drunk call him most weekends.
Yes, that came up as well.
That's what everyone...
And that was like in her interview process initially, just the way it came across was like, this girl really doesn't care, about to be a mess. But again, you were absolutely right. Like, as time went on...
I think there was a point...
She was just herself. She wasn't forcing anything.
I think there was a point, if I came out, I would have been on a big low as well.
Right. Yeah, several.
So I think that...
You would have been, there would have been several opportunities. Yeah. Because I was in a situation where Kaz and you got dumped then, low. Yeah. Like with... Casa More perhaps, or like when you had that argument with Chloe, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah,
like when she was saying that was for so me, it's for you or something like that. I just feel like this shit is hilarious.
It's not a test for me, it's for you.
You're gonna have to get tested. You're gonna have to.
It's not a test for me. It's for you.
Even when you are just arguing, it's just funny.
Yeah.
Because of course she's upset, and then the way you deal with it as well is very different.
I don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah,
I didn't know how to deal with it. I was just sitting there sometimes, just lost for words. I couldn't even like. I was trying to say words and I'm stuttering.
You're just like looking
and
down. Like, you're just like, and you're really.
How do I get out of this? What do I say here? I don't know what
very
to say.
Apparent that you don't know.
I don't know what to say.
To deal with this. And it's just hilarious. Shit is just funny. That's how I feel like you've really carried the show on your back. Like, I'm telling you now, like, with no Toby, this show would have been dead.
I'm so happy that all my, like, problems and stuff was at, like, the earlier weeks.
Yes.
The earlier weeks, I'm fine with that because now I can chill for the final weeks. I'm so happy I could chill.
Because you're solid now. And then you can see anybody else doing a madness, like Priya doing a madness.
Like, yes, yes, madnesses.
You're chilling. You're seeing Faden madness. You're chilling. Like it just yeah,
was,
to do
I was
with
happy.
You.
I was happy.
Like, you and Chloe were like on a very good state in the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
The reunion.
Yeah.
Love Island reunion.
They said it was so bad, innit?
Yeah. I thought it was terrible.
I think they just do... Remember, like, a few years ago when they did the reunion at that house at Christmas time?
That's what
that's the best time to do it. Because imagine if they did it now. You would have Kaz and Tyler meeting up.
Boop.
You would have...
Who else has broken up? Lucinda was dating somebody on the show. No.
Yeah, you would have like Lucinda with Aaron and Brad there.
There we go.
And you would have like her bringing out a new man.
Yes.
And it would be like, that could be something. You know what I mean?
Insane.
That would be good.
And then it would just be like,
I think they missed a trick there, but I don't know.
Yeah, they missed that. They haven't done that for the last couple of seasons, but they just have not done anything in relation to a proper reunion. And I feel like that reunion was just so bad because there was so much more that could have been said.
What do you think could have been said?
Like, just I feel like, you know, the Aaron and Mary stuff looked like there was tension there.
Yeah.
And Brett touched on it as well. And I feel like, you know, even Laura touched on it, she could tell, but like, you know, she didn't want to dabble into it.
Mm.
And then, of course, you know, Hugo and whatever he was doing with the girls that he was with and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just your journey in general. And, you know.
And then the Kaz thing
as well. Like,
understand.
Like, there was just a lot more to tap into.
Yeah.
It just came across as rushed. And I think the dynamic is weird. Like, why is there a couch and different tables? Like, this is not Starbucks for us to just be sitting there watching you like, talk. It should just be one person in the middle in a beautiful hotel room and like just two sofas on either side.
And everyone just sitting.
Everyone chilling. Just sitting around and the main cast members.
So like, we say more like informal in a way.
I don't know if you've ever watched Housewives.
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Andy Gohan.
So like two couches and then he's
right. Sitting, and like, obviously the main ones like you, Chloe, Bane, they're all sitting on the main couches, everyone else on behind.
Yeah.
And you just talk about everything and then you just address it.
Yeah.
I feel like some of that would have just banged.
Who's on ready tonight?
Don't start now, won't be none.
We got a lot to talk about. I want to have Phaedra speak.
What? Portia, you keep saying why I think she pulled your string.
Tell me what's going on.
The lies.
I am so done.
Don't leave. Let's play this up.
Come on, you guys.
See, that's the type of I'll be talking about.
But I feel like the reunion.
What, you're trying to take the reunion?
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits, guys. If the shoe fits. And not me wearing these dusty shoes, but I was like, if the shoe fits, then. No, but I'm saying, I just feel like the reunion. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Or was it just
me and
like,
Chloe were laughing.
Yeah, you lot were laughing. It was all good for you. That's why, like, this whole part of this interview, just talking about. Not only your journey on Love Island, but obviously how you've experienced other people's journeys, because you've been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
You're a full-on OG.
Yeah, like, every single day.
Every single day.
How weird is that?
Every single day.
I was the only boy, only OG in the final.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
That's mad. Because a lot of Kaz people just get cut out.
Other OGs.
Kaz, Faye, and you were the only three OGs.
Yeah.
Because we've never had girls like Millie. But Chloe's an OG, no?
No, first bombshell.
She was the first bombshell, you're right.
Yeah.
I feel like I should know this stuff.
Come on.
Was she not in the first episode?
No, she wasn't. You got the voice note in the first episode.
Okay, so we had a voice. I felt like she was sitting there with the boys around her. That was the second episode.
That was a snippet of the set.
Okay, she's technically not an OG.
No. I keep bantering her about it, but then she comes like, I'm the first bombshell.
I'm dead.
Like, okay, yeah.
Her entrance was hilarious. Like, I feel like that's what bombshell's meant to do, just make you just feel the type of way, whether it be good or bad.
It's kind of weird that five of us went on a date with her, though.
That is very weird.
I don't know. I couldn't be her.
Oh, really? I think I would love to see that position.
What, five girls?
Because you'd be bricking it.
Five girls on a date?
You'd just be bricking it. You wouldn't have to know what you're doing.
Who do I chat to?
Who do you chat to? Because you practically had seen many other girls on your journey anyways.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. But I feel like there was a situation when you were with Chloe, but then you liked Abigail.
Mm.
And like it looked like to us that you were holding hands with her in front of Chloe or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So this, from a producer perspective, I loved it. I feel like this is great TV. Like, you know, we're getting a mad villain side from him after Kaz. He's doing a madness. This guy doesn't care.
No, see, this is what happened, yeah? This is what happened. So I'm sitting on the bed and I'm like, Abby's gonna chat to me in a sec. Okay, she's gonna chat to me. So she's gonna come grab me. But okay, when's she gonna grab me? So she come and she just tapped me and she's like, oh, can we have a chat at a fire pit? I was like, okay, cool. So just started bopping off. And then she was like, I can't walk in these hills. I need help over these, over the wood. Because, you know.
Some girls can't walk.
No, on the wood.
It's difficult.
Decking, like girls stack it all the time. Because the hills get caught in the.
There's a few that are falling as well.
Yeah, the hills get caught in the like holes. So they just drop.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, let me hold on to your arm. And then she grabbed my arm. And I was like, no, I was like.
So big.
I even said it to her. I said it to her. You can't, man. Chloe's right there. Like. This is so bad.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I don't even know what she said. I was like, this. But she grabbed onto my arm and I was like, I can't just say, like, can I do that? I don't know. I don't know what to do. I made mistakes in the show, but you know, like.
Do you have any regrets?
No.
Okay, that's good.
That's one thing I kept on saying in the whole thing. I don't want
regrets. Oh, yeah,
I don't
you kept saying that.
I don't want regrets.
And the club was like, what? Like, are you like... And even Kaz was like...
I even said it to Kaz in one time, and that caused an argument.
Yeah, that caused an argument between
you. And I said, I don't regret what...
You just have no regrets.
Fucking idiot.
Whoa! And he's like, no, but I feel like I have no regrets about how I dealt with things because it's brought me to where I am today. What? I must be a mug.
He has no regrets about how he dealt with it.
Yeah, because it brought him to where he is.
Mm.
So, like, I went in there in a blank canvas and then I made a load of mistakes, but it made me the person I am today. And I think you just got to own your mistakes.
Basically.
So don't regret them. Just own them.
Just own them.
Because if you keep regretting them, then you're just going to be thinking, oh, why did I do this? Why did all the time? Like,
exactly.
It's too short, man. COVID. But yeah.
No, I thought your season was like great. I feel like it was a good season.
A lot of people loved it. A lot of people hated it.
Yeah. I don't think it was like amazing because of certain people on the show that I just think that they just came.
Who?
On. Well, I feel like Lucinda came onto the show. I don't dislike any of them, honestly, but I felt like she came on with, not you saying who, I'm dead. Like, you know, I'm not, like, she was also not sure with what guy, and then she went right back to X. Sometimes it just happens naturally.
Yeah.
That just happens. But, or, you know, other Islanders, I think, I don't even know their names. I feel like Brad wasn't doing much as well. Like,
went early though, didn't he?
He went early, and what's his name? Chugs, and then they didn't know what that triangle with Rachel. I feel like she just kind of got battered up, unfortunately. Yeah. I just feel like some Islanders on here went more so for PLTD. Or like,
Do you think ITV got the bombshells right this series?
I think they got Chloe right, and I'm not saying that because you're here.
Yeah,
I genuinely think they did because look where she's now.
Yeah,
I think she did great. When Lucinda and Millie came in together, I think all eyes were on Lucinda.
Yeah.
I don't think eyes were on Millie as much from, you know, the reception and what people were saying.
Mm.
But of course, you know, that proved everyone wrong because look, she won the damn show. So like, case closed. I think Liam was a good bombshell. Only reason I'm saying that is because of course he was one of the main cast of villains. And sometimes it's a lot for you to be doing that knowing what's coming.
Yeah.
So like, you're really with a girl and stuff like that. I feel like Faye wasn't a bombshell, but I think that she was great for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that some of the bombshells were good.
So you think it was like some good, some bad?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think the casting was as great. I feel like a lot of people were just afraid to really be their truly selves. That's how it came across to me. Again, we're only seeing literally 45 minutes of a day.
Yeah.
So our views are very skewed.
I think a lot of people, what people can't get their heads around before going into the show is the producers aren't there to match you up with your perfect type. They're not going to get you your perfect girl.
Right.
And but you put them in a show for you to find. It's a chance to like, it's a show where it's a chance for you to try out different things and find what's actually right for you. Not what you want, but what you need.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of people got lost with that and was almost like, oh, I'm going to wait for this girl. I'm going to wait for the next bombshell because it's going to be my type. It's going to be my type. My type's coming in soon. Type's going to come in soon.
So they're thinking the producers have got me.
Yeah.
They're going to bring someone in.
Let me keep waiting because I'm not going to go bounce on this girl and wait here. And
right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very interesting. I didn't think of it like that as well. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like you, Toby, Chloe, Kaz, Faye, really just did we need to do. Like, I feel like all four of you really helped carry the show.
But I don't want to speak to you because right now you look like a two-faced prick and I want like nothing prick to do with you.
Same damn thing I'm saying over here, Aaron. If I was Fuck saying something me, different man. Over here, then you could come at me like that. But I said the same thing over there.
That's like a violation. That's very muggy. That's like a statement saying you're a prick. I'm not going to let someone take me for a prick. No way.
Like massive. I feel like you were, and of course you were a lot of OGs.
Yeah.
More time, I think the OGs are really good for the show. You have a few bombshells here and there. You bond with them as well. You have a few bombshells that come in and out. I feel like what's his name again? Dan? No. The one that was in there for like 2 days and like Lucinda for a minute.
Danny Bibby.
There we go.
Yeah.
And of course he had his own situation of, you know, saying certain words. And then obviously
we didn't know that until we come out.
Oh really?
No to be idea. Fair, he said something at lunchtime, but like he was like, oh yeah, like apparently I've been pulled up for something that I said, but he never ever said what. So it was like, oh, what's going on? And then when we come out, that's when it's like, oh, this guy was saying the mad word.
Yeah, saying dumb stuff.
Yeah.
And like, set aside from that, I feel like he was ready he could have been a good cast member if he wasn't doing the madness, because he was ready to confront Aaron about Lucinda. Like, he was very like,
that was weird. That was a weird arc.
It was so weird.
It was a weird arc. Very weird arc. That whole thing was weird.
It was just weird. I feel like maybe there was potential there. I don't know. But I thought Lucinda would have been a great bombshell.
Mm.
But I think that she was just very laid back, not knowing and was very unsure.
Mm.
Kept saying really all the time. And that was quite funny. But like, I just felt like, I don't know. Maybe I just wanted more from her. I wanted her to be like a bit like Chloe. Like, you know what? I kissed your man. I liked it.
Yeah,
and like, I did this, I did that. Cause I don't know. I just want people like that who want to engineer,
who want to be like, you know what? I don't care what's gonna happen. I'm just going. Yeah,
Faye and Chloe were just doing that.
I feel like you gotta be going there and not be afraid. If you go and be afraid, and then you're gonna
you're gonna
mess up.
That's the winning formula.
Yeah,
and you don't have to win the show. That's
not even a winning formula. It's just yourself.
It's just yourself. It's a formula that actually, and it's you being yourself.
You have to kind of like, as bad as it seems, be selfish.
Yeah, of course you do,
and do it for yourself, not for everyone that's watching.
Right.
Because if you're not going to be yourself, then you have to keep up a whole persona, and that gets draining, and you're going to get found out.
That's what these girls and guys don't know. They come to the show with a whole plan and stuff, and that
you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to find this girl, and I'm going to be with her for the rest of the time.
Or you're going to, I'll do an act or whatever, but you weren't like that. Kaz wasn't like that. Neither was.
That's why I feel like if I would have done that with, like, I come out and everyone's like, oh, you should have stayed with Kaz. And I was like, if I stayed with Kaz to the end, what did you guys want me to do? Like, did you want me to
down eventually?
Yeah. I'm not here to find someone that I'm going to leave after the show. Yes, you know what I mean?
Preach.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to I'm here to do something. Yeah. I'm here to find someone.
That's so big.
Yeah. Yes. Found someone.
And
you know
found
what I mean?
Someone. And obviously, both of you are just doing great together. I think
even some people still say it as well. Like, it's crazy. Like,
you should have kept with Kaz.
Should have kept with Kaz. Oh, and then someone would say, oh, that Abby girl, you should have kept it with her. Or some people say, oh, Mary, how have you let Mary go? I'm like, bro, it's myself. What do you want me to like, just fake a relationship?
If they were saying this during the show, okay, maybe I can see. But now that, you know, the show's ended, we can see you and Chloe, we can see you guys together. You made the best decision.
When they say it to me, like to my face, like I'm like, what are you saying? Like, that's like, my girlfriend.
Fans
like,
of the show.
Yeah, like, oh, you're right, mate, Toby. I'm a massive fan. But you should have stayed with... And then they say a girl's name. What are you doing? It's kind of awkward,
Have you guys moved in together?
Yeah.
How's that been?
That is, like, as I said, if we could get, like, a camera on, like, just our house, yeah, inside every room, that would be funny.
How long have you guys been living together for?
Since October.
Since October?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's nice because, like, I would go to work, she'll go to work.
It's been a good 6 months.
And then we come home and then we're together.
And it's been completely easy.
Yeah, it's easier when you move in.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought, with us,
it was much more easier when we move in.
I mean, that's a big sign.
Yeah, because you go back at the end of the day to them and you see them. That's your time together when you go home. You can put the phones to the side and that's where it's you and them.
Come with phones to the side, kettle on.
Yeah, just watch a series, watch a movie, you know what I mean?
That'd be so funny. Do you feel pressure from outside world that you got to maintain something with you and your girlfriend? You have to make it your girlfriend. You have to move in together. You have to buy a house together, get married and all this. Like, do you feel that pressure?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
A lot of the finale couples like Faye and Teddy, Millie and Liam, you know, they all need to feel this. We have to show you that we're doing this.
And that is why I felt so sad. Not sad. I felt so, what's the word? I felt so sorry in a sense for Kaz and Tyler, because when they didn't move in, a lot of people were still putting pressure on their relationship, trying to be like, yeah, look, you two are like, you're both together and you need to stay together, and if you don't stay together then we're gonna be angry. And
it's annoying.
Like, just let them be, you know, let us be. And it is hard.
It must be very frustrating. Like, it would piss me off. Like, what? Like, I'll move in with my girlfriend, or make her my girlfriend when I want. Like, there's no time on anything.
Don't fall to pressures of doing it. You know what I mean?
Have or haven't?
No, because I did it in the villa. Right. So I did it when I thought it was right. When I wanted to do it before we go out of the whole villa thing, because then you're not living with the person anymore. So it's up for debate. You know what I mean?
I feel like
I wouldn't like that.
I feel like both of you have proven yourselves a lot post, because I was like, are these two really gonna make it? Like,
is that what you're thinking?
The show, like, 2-3 months in, like,
when did you think that? Like towards the end?
No, yeah, literally, when you guys, when the show ended, I was like, I'll say, like, how long are they guys going to, like, argue with Toby? Only because of your journey and the fact that, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
So I thought, is that going to carry out outside of the show? You know, what's going to happen?
Or is
Chloe going to be fed up with that and maybe not want that again when she's in the show? So I was thinking, like, is this going to work out? I don't know, but you guys are proving everyone wrong.
Yeah.
I think you guys are proving everyone wrong.
Like, standards. Facts.
You're just like, a lot of people had doubts, but, like, no, here we are.
Yeah, I feel
we're
like...
together, we're doing videos together. Like, it's just, is you proving a lot of people wrong?
The way I was thinking is, like, during Love Island, no one was my girlfriend, so really and truly, I'm just going to find the girl that's right for me. And as soon as they come with my girlfriend, like, that is...
And you guys are very well together.
Now this is my girlfriend. There's no shit anymore, you know what I mean? Because we're now together.
It's nice that you have the uncertainty, and then when you're with somebody, you're certain.
Mm.
So it just shows that you found.
What you found.
Now, Love Island, let's put Love Island to the sides, just for, like, you obviously have done another show.
Yeah.
On Channel 4.
Yeah.
And you're cooking.
Yeah.
So that's all filmed and done now.
Yeah, it's done, finished.
Damn. When is it out? Do you have any idea?
They're saying hopefully May, June.
May, June.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I'm just conquering all my, like...
Yes, Toby, you are.
My life things on TV, which is funny. Relationship done. Cooking now completed. I've still got more left. I've got more life goals to do.
I feel like...
experiences.
How did you find that show? Were you just cooking with
it was the aim tough. Of it?
Is it like MasterChef or something like that?
It is a way where it's like, off. It's like bad cooks that can't cook. We're going to see if we can teach you to cook.
I'm a very bad cook.
Terrible. I was very bad. So very bad.
Up? That's going to be hilarious to watch. I can't lie to you.
Very bad.
I'm going to just see you struggle.
I was very bad. Like, but I can pick things up quick. I'm a visual learner.
Right. I'm very visual.
Yeah. See.
I don't like it when it's like, even with a podcast, I needs to be like a visual. Like,
yeah.
I can't listen to just, I'm very visual.
So when I see someone do something, I can copy.
Yes.
I'm a copycat.
I don't like reading it.
Yeah.
I like be like,
yes.
Hold my instructions. I need to see you do it.
Yes. If I can see you do it, I can like literally just do what you
exactly.
did. Cause I can go back in my brain. And that's what everyone on the show was like, wow, you're crazy that you don't like, because I don't take notes and stuff. I just like, I don't see
like
that. And I'm
exactly. Like, that's why, like, even with interviews, I don't like to write stuff down and,
yeah,
and read it.
That's your way of like doing it.
I'm very visual.
But then when I start to try to do the other method of like writing down or that, I just mess up.
I collapse.
Yeah. Collapse. I'm like, what's going on?
Okay, now what's going on now?
Yeah.
I got to read. You're dependent on this.
Yeah.
So much.
I don't like that. Yeah.
I hate that.
I like being dependent on myself.
Exactly.
See? Yes. Great minds.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah. There was a lot of good people there that just made me laugh and all that.
So how long did it last for? Was it like 10 weeks?
It was...
Or like a couple weeks?
So everyone gets eliminated every single episode.
Oh, okay. So let's not talk about that. I don't want to...
We're not going to ruin it. But there was,
we're not going to ruin it.
It starts with 10. It starts with 10 people and then it ends with the winner.
And did you feel like coming out of that show that you have better cooking skills?
Yes. I can cook. I can cook.
I'm dead.
I can cook.
You're struggling to cook still.
I can cook.
What can you cook? You know, I'm going to ask you this question.
Oh, just I want to
dish. Oh. Just one dish.
You know what? I said it on Capital Extra the other day. Like, I can make turbot and all that. And they're like, what is that? Like, what is that?
What's that?
It's a fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love fish.
Yeah. Fish, so it's like a fancy fish, isn't it? So I can make that with like some nice puree and vinaigrette. So you're making it all, and you make it all from scratch. So like, no, they're not, this is scratch. So like, you've got the fish, you cut the fish, the bones out of the fish. Yes, with tweezers.
God forbid.
With tweezers, I pick the bones out of the fish. Like, this is what I've learned.
I mean, it's good that you know that now.
It's mad.
Because ain't nobody got time to be doing that.
So. Like, I'm not even using all-purpose seasoning. I'm making my own seasoning, chopping the chilies.
That's good, man.
Great. Like, it's mad.
You didn't feel any pressure. Okay, I'm going to go on the show. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I might fold.
No, that's the whole point.
Fair enough.
It's just the whole point.
Dumb question.
Yeah.
It is the whole point.
It's like, literally.
You wanna get, I get nervous.
We're going to throw you in the deep end, like, try cook.
I guess that makes, eliminates the pressure that, you know, you're not trying to be amazing with your cooking. You're meant to be dumb or crap or shit with it.
But I'm competitive, so I'm like, oh, I need to win. You know what I mean?
Like, well, even you know, Love Island, so it worked out for you there, bro. You went to the finale, so that definitely worked for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Obviously, you know what happens, but I feel like you might be a breakout on that show.
You think?
I just think because you were just going to be a mess.
It's jokes.
I feel like you're very less. You're not forced on the show.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic as well with different people, other celebs.
It's not a dating show. Like
crazy. Yeah,
you don't need to be doing.
Yeah, so I don't have to like. But to be fair, people like the way I'm like all like messed up with the dating scene. But I've accomplished that now. So now you guys can see me messed up somewhere else.
Accomplished it. So yeah, we're gonna see you messed up doing cooking and stuff like that.
Yeah. As I said before, I would love a show with me and Chloe, like just following us around doing stuff. That would be funny, man.
I feel like you should definitely pitch that to somebody. Maybe start it on YouTube.
Yeah, and just keep vlogging
around. Yeah. I feel like your team must be pretty busy. Like, have you found it difficult maneuvering with sponsors?
No.
With, you know, how all of that world has... I mean, of course, you came pretty well on the shows.
So yeah.
It comes quite easy. But have you felt like there's a lot to... you need to do or live up to?
The first couple of weeks it was like decision making,
right?
As you can see from the show, me and decision making that go well together.
Not at all.
I'm very like, I can't make my mind up.
But you do come out on top
sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like from what we've seen, come out on top.
Yeah but I'm still scared of making decisions,
right?
That's something that was stuck by me. I don't like saying no, or I don't like saying yes, definite, because I don't like to either disappoint or pick the wrong option.
Right, because we don't see this.
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing, that's why I want to ask Love Islanders. We only see your journeys, then we see you with an agency, then we see you with, you know, getting the deals and stuff, but nobody really shows, or even, like, we don't know what the process is for you guys, what, you know, choices you want to make, choices you don't want to make, the struggle of it. It'd be good doing game shows as well.
Game shows? What do you mean, doing them or?
Yeah, just at a game show, just like pop.
I have got a game show coming up. I did one. Catch Point.
Nice.
Celebrity Catch Point. We have to catch balls and answer questions.
Yeah, that's right.
I did it with Chloe. It's even better as well, which is hilarious.
I feel like Chloe must have been struggling. Was she struggling?
We're trying to answer questions, and I've got Chloe trying to catch balls, and it's
at the same time.
go over there. She runs over. She's running. And
this is what we want to see.
Yeah.
We want to see both of you do stuff like that. Like, you guys are funny. It was your birthday last week as well.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
What did you do?
God. Okay, cool. On my birthday, Chloe got the big surprises, all the presents. I was like, oh my gosh, gassed. And then we tried to go out, but it was tube strike. So we're stuck in traffic for 3 hours.
The whole tube was off.
Yeah. So tried to come in London to life-size Monopoly. Didn't work.
Why didn't it work? Because you were late.
We were so late.
Life-size Monopoly. How do you play that? As in you're jumping across the board?
Yeah, I think it's just, you're just jumping across the board.
That shit's funny.
But that's such a me and Chloe thing to do, you know what I mean? So it's like, we like doing
that.
Are
you playing with a group of people?
I think it was, yeah.
Mad. I did actually get you something for your birthday.
No,
yes, I did.
No, you're guessing.
I mean, I might have just got it right now. Like before, you saw me walking from Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
So of course, I just got you. I don't know what to get you.
You got me something.
I don't know what to get you. So I just bought you just some food.
No.
Like, I had no idea. I was like, let me just...
I love these as well.
Like...
You got more? No. We'll share them.
And, you know, you can share it with the engineer guys behind us as well. Like, I was just like, I don't know what to get you. So I want to get some sweets.
Thank you, man.
Very last minute.
I didn't expect it.
Have a good birthday.
Thank you, man.
How old are you now?
23.
23?
Still, like, people still say you're young and... Yeah.
Damn, so you were like 22 on the show?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, you were very young.
Yeah.
Damn. That's good that you're on this position at a very young age. You started watching Love Island season 6.
Me?
Yeah.
No, wait, 1.
Ah.
Yeah.
1.
You know what? I was in school, 16. One. I was in school at 16. I was like, I'm going to go on this show.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I said to my teacher, I'm going to go on this show.
Wow.
Like, I used to chat to her, like, used to chat to her, and I'm like, oh, see what Terry did to Marlin. All of this, all of that.
That season was lit.
I
started watching it, season 2.
Oh, is that season 2?
Yeah.
And just season 1, Hannah and...
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I watched... Name of names. I don't know anyone.
I watched that one, season Hannah, 1.
Like...
I watched that one. But then it started booming season 2, innit? And that's when we could start chatting to it, teachers and all that. And I was like, when I get to like 21, I'm going to go on the show.
And that's what you were saying to people.
Yeah.
Like, manifestation, boy.
Yeah. The power of the tongue's mad.
Mad. Like, as in, you came... second on the show, that's huge.
Yeah.
And they say that the couples that come second always do very well.
Yeah, that's what everyone kept on saying to me after coming out.
Like that you have that luck.
Yeah.
Or become seconds. Well, Toby, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This has been a very long podcast interview. I'm here for it.
I like it.
These lads
I can carry on.
Huh?
What, you're just trying to shut it down? Damn.
I'm dead.
Damn. Damn.
You definitely, I mean, I can carry on. I feel like we get on very well. We're both visual. Yeah. That part I thought was interesting.
That's sick.
That's how I am in life. Like, I'm very fucking visual. It's insane.
Same.
I don't know if I have dyslexia.
No, you don't have dyslexia.
I don't know why I always think
you're just, you're ahead of the curve.
Because I'd be, maybe.
You're ahead of the curve.
Because I'd be pronouncing words wrong as well.
Yeah, same.
And just like random stuff that I'd just be doing extremely wrong. And I just feel like maybe.
Yeah, but you're very well spoken. Me with speaking is very like.
I think you're speaking very well in this podcast.
So. Yeah, but I've messed up half the time. Like, that's even like the problem sometimes.
You get nervous.
Not nervous. Like, just
you don't
sometimes.
Get nervous at all. I'm trying to, I keep asking this question. You don't get nervous at all.
No, no.
Damn, that's a very good trick.
I feel like I just sometimes just fumble it because I don't know what I want to say.
No, I feel like I don't know why it is, but I'm just very visual.
Do you get nervous?
I do a little. Do you? I don't know, you know, because like interviewing you, for example, I'm not nervous about it at all.
But
like, I'm not intimidated.
Okay, when have you ever been intimidated?
Maybe I was young and stuff like that, but I feel like young. As I've gotten older, I just feel like my confidence comes from not caring.
See, that's the same thing with me now. I think that's, I had a big problem with girls when I was younger, by the way. Right. Like, massive problem. Like, I used to be nervous. Couldn't chat to them. I used to just sweat out, and I'll be like, in school, when a girl used to chat to me, I'd be like, oh, like I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Sweaty how palms
to,
in that
yeah,
house, bear.
I don't know how to chat to her. I don't know what to do. Hit my 18th birthday, and I was like, you know what? I can't carry on in life like this, you know? Like, fuck all the girls. Like, I've just got, I had that my mindset in my head.
That's like, the confidence that, yeah.
I don't care what you guys think of me anymore. Like, because I used to always think of, oh, am I dressed all good for the girls? Am I just, so I saw nice for the girls, and then I just, I don't care anymore. And that's when I could finally start chatting to girls out and start chatting to girls and just like be myself.
It helps in every department, whether it's, you know, chatting to a girl or work-wise.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You don't care what someone thinks at any point. You just don't care.
Yeah, I think it's just growing up.
Growing, because I have a stutter as well.
Yeah.
So there's certain words I actually can't pronounce. So the fact that I haven't stuttered at all in this podcast is insane. But sometimes I'm really struggling with like, what?
Yeah.
Like with my R's, I can't pronounce them and I find it so annoying. So that is where I feel like confidence kind of damaged me as well, is when I was like, oh,
yeah, but
I'm doing up speeches and I'm fighting on my English
just
to get this word out.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. But I'm glad you came on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the gifts.
Grace me your presence. And this is all for you to enjoy. The way I have bought this from Sainsbury's and I just saw you walking down and I was holding the bag. I was thinking, shit, it's already here. Hope you didn't ask me what's in the bag. So, but thanks for coming. Legend, Toby, which camera to look at? This one. There we go. That's my camera. Sorry. Yeah. But legend, Toby, on the show. Thanks for gracing me with your presence on the Murad Murali podcast. Daily and consistent, guys. Inject it. And hopefully we'll be seeing Chloe soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Because really? I feel like she's an absolute legend as well. And I absolutely love her. And I think that, you know, Toby's just, many more things will come your way, God willing.
Who do you like better, me or Chloe? Oh.
Can I do ip dip
do? The way that he's stopping and having to think about it means that he doesn't want to hurt my feelings right now. So it means
I
he likes
don't
Chloe
know,
more.
You know, that's actually a very it's a very
he
good
likes
question.
Chloe more. Huh? Damn.
I do like Chloe. No, but actually that's a very good question because I feel like you both are very different. I don't know because I thought that you were great on the show. And I thought that she was great on the show.
Yeah.
But you must have, there's always an option that somebody must, I feel like I might have to come. You know, let me just say you for now. So then when Chloe's
you
on.
Just did it.
You made you feel better. Happy days.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like both of you are great, so. But thanks for coming on.
Wait, can we finish it with, can we finish the podcast with, Kaz, can we?
Yes, we can, baby. Yes, we can, baby. Kaz, I know you're watching this and you'll be on this couch as well soon. Do you understand? Like, not you saying Kaz, can we? Yes, we can. I wish I had one for you now. But I don't have this.
You didn't like me enough.
What can I say?
You didn't like me enough.
I didn't like you at all. Exactly. I'm going to say it to your face that I didn't.
Yeah.
For the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I love you. I feel like you're good on the show.
You know, it's
let
forced.
Let me not even do it.
It's too forced. We'll just stick with Kaz, can we?
Yes, we can, baby. Yeah. Anyways, guys, we'll catch you guys soon. Thank you so much. Thank you. Damn, you guys just sit there. You guys are going to be bored. I just winged all of that. Like-